corridor and I run up the stairs.
And some great monstrous shape walks towards me in the corridor.
And I run up the stairs.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We could travel land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Kokosaki, Athens.
And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA
at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
The Hudson Area Library Tween Advisory Council presents an original escape room, Altered Zone, New York, Monday, October 14th from 11 to 3 at the Hudson Area Library.
Backed by popular demand, come and play as a ragtag team of friends.
My name is Everett, and you are listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
Shortest time will win a special prize.
RSVP online at HudsonAreaLibrary.org or call 518-828-1792. Don't miss all the fun.
Yeah, so come.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T-Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Edward Ruschalski of Syracuse, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
Decorate your block of red tape on them sliding near day. Bunch of hollows spinning out the Glock. I've been serving fiends all day out there posted with the gang. We was taught to get it off the block. It's 100 bands in the safe. Now I got a special taste. Michael Mary jeans, fill them up with knots. I've been on my grind that day. Don't believe in taking breaks. I ain't stopping till we chilling at the top. Swerving on the E-way. Don't care if I crash in this coupe. Think about too real, might lose my mind in this coupe. Can't relapse off these drugs, man. R.I.P. the juice. We was tweaking off them perks. I popped my last one with you. My type with my day ones. Ain't trying to find no recruits. We was playing give and take on that front line with my troops. Hey, like who on smoke? We got plenty guns. Keep two little savages on S and they gon' get it done. And them hollow tips do surgery, they gon' clip his lungs. It was going down on the set, that's when it was fun. I just been ballin' on these like I'm Kendrick Nunn. Every day my birthday is lit, I just turned 21. Decorate your block of red tape, phone them sliding there day. Bunch of hollows spinning out the Glock. I've been serving fiends all day, out there posted with the gang. We was taught to get it off the block. It's 100 bands in the safe, now I got expensive taste. Michael Mary jeans, fill them up with knots. I've been on my grind every day, don't believe in taking breaks. I ain't stopping till we chilling at the top. Ever since I stepped up in this game, I've been a bomb threat. I was in the trenches trying to see a life beyond that. Cause complacent usually die up in they complex. Where I'm from, they turn death into a contest. Living by the gun, put all my trust into this compact. My went to war, but they ain't get no Vietnam check. Liberal on his head, he trying to make his brains ooze. I'm from the north side where they raise goons. Took losses in these streets, got me singing gang blues. I've been a real...
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting in Acre, Catskill, and all the way in Hudson. That song that I was playing was 21 by Polo G. On today's show, we're going to be talking about rappers, you know, Fetty Wap, Kid Cudi, all them, and we are going to be talking about Fortnite and the new season coming out and all that good stuff. So for all you gamers out there, stay tuned.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grand. There's beginning to be much evidence locally that a Thanksgiving surge of COVID-19 cases has arrived. Albany County reported new records for COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations on December 10th, and officials said it was likely a result of increased transmission over the Thanksgiving holiday. There were 208 new coronavirus cases announced in Albany County, which now has 98 residents hospitalized. There were also two more deaths in Albany County, bringing the total there to 172 people. Columbia County, December 11th, reported 21 new COVID-19 cases, and the last 3 days have seen higher totals than recently. Columbia County Health Director Jack Mabb told WGXC December 10th that the increased spread was likely related to Thanksgiving. Greene County officials announced 12 new coronavirus cases there. There were 62 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed by Rensselaer County Health Department on December 10th. Rensselaer County also announced two more deaths for a total of 67 so far. There were also two more COVID-19-related deaths in Dutchess County, officials announced December 10th. And there were 103 new Ulster County cases, including the first COVID-19 case in Ulster County Jail, reported on December 10th. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors unanimously adopted a $154.2 million budget for 2021, reflecting a $5.3 million decrease in spending from 2020. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "I would like to thank all you supervisors for the support in making a lot of the tough decisions we made throughout the year. And I want to thank our department heads for working with us and cooperating. But most of all, I want to thank our employees who sacrificed quite a bit for us the last year. We really appreciate the fact they're working with us to try to get our budget in balance," end quote. A homeowner with a property assessed at just under $225,000 will see a reduction in their tax of 1.5% for a saving of almost $22 for the year. The $5.3 million reduction in the budget comes from a $3.6 million decline in the general fund and a $1.8 million decrease reflected in county roads and machinery. The spending plan calls for a 1.56% tax levy increase, falling under the state's tax cap for 2% for 2021, Morrell said. The county imposed a hiring freeze of $1.7 million. In addition, the county worked with the unions to reach an agreement calling for no raises for the beginning of 2021, Morrell said. Columbia County Treasurer P.J. Keeler said officials were conservative with their estimates for the 2021 budget due to the uncertainty of the pandemic. The spending plan reflects decreases of $1.1 million in sales tax revenue and $3.5 million in state aid and a decrease in the county's road bond of $528,000 because there is no state snow plowing contract. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The New York State Correctional Officer and Police Benevolent Association is calling for the lockdown of Green Correctional Facility, citing an increase in contraband as the reason. Union Vice President Charles Moreau said security measures at the state prison have been lax during the pandemic. In the month of November, 7 cell phones and 17 makeshift weapons were recovered. Guards also found synthetic marijuana, homemade alcohol, and vials of septocaine, a local anesthetic often used in dental procedures. Moreau said, and I quote, "With the pandemic, the frisking, the security aspects have become a little more lax as we try to keep distance between staff and inmates. Unfortunately, that comes at the detriment of security. It becomes quite apparent The facility is absolutely littered with contraband, end quote. The State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision spokesperson Thomas Bailey said a lockdown is not warranted. He said, and I quote, DOCCS staff, including the K-9 unit, continue to be vigilant in searching for and finding drugs and other contraband and keeping it out of our facilities. The department continues its ongoing review of policies and procedures, as well as its strategic searches when appropriate. When someone is found introducing contraband, we hold them accountable and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. At this time, there has been no significant event or trigger to warrant a lockdown of the facility, end quote. The facility ranks second among state correctional facilities for the number of COVID-19 cases in the facility population. Fishkill Correctional Facility has reported 605 cases to date, and Green has reported 162, according to DOCCS's website. Green Correctional did not have any active coronavirus cases as of December 8th, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Monica Ryan and Nexstar Media Wire are reporting people around the world searched why more than ever this year, according to the Google Year in Search. Many searches for the year were prompted by the coronavirus pandemic, including, and I quote, why is it called COVID-19, end quote, and I quote, why is toilet paper sold out, end quote. People also asked about social justice-related issues. Why Black Lives Matter and why does democracy matter? Google's top 10 trending searches this year: election results, coronavirus, Kobe Bryant, coronavirus update, coronavirus symptoms, Zoom, who is winning the election, Naya Rivera, Chadwick Boseman, and PlayStation 5. Google's top searches in 2020: coronavirus, election results, Iran, Beirut, hantavirus, stimulus checks, unemployment, Tulsa stock, Bahar election result, and Black Lives Matter. And you can read more at news10.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 11th. Today starts off just below freezing, 30 degrees on the ground, upper 20s up in the hills. A stiff breeze will be getting in the nooks and crannies today, so bundle up if you go out, even though the temperature will reach 50 degrees by 1 p.m. Cloud cover will be moderate all day. After dark, temperatures fall to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, a small bounce back, reaching a high of 45. Rain begins around 10 a.m. and continues through the night. The cloud cover will be keeping temperatures at a moderate 45 degrees. Sunday, rain stops at dawn and temperatures reach 56 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low at 5:59 a.m., high at 11:50 a.m., and low again at 6:36 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:11 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:11 a.m. Looking way up, we see Earth is entering the debris field of Comet 3200, Phaethon, source of the annual Geminid meteor shower, due to peak on Monday. Solar wind speed is currently 487 kilometers per second at 4.5 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 11. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wavefarm's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wavefarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too.
Welcome.
Nobody here.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. That was the Clubhouse original theme song by Isha. The views we express on Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So with us today, it's me, DJ Ricky. Who else we got up in here? Hello?
DJ Show Money.
We got Imani.
And DJ Popcorn on the sound engineering.
Yes, sir. So we're going to start off with our segment on rapping, you know. We got first Kid Cudi. You know, before we play the song, though, he had a new album he dropped called Man on the Moon 3. That dropped yesterday, so it's pretty fire. I know y'all probably asking, why ain't we play that? Because there wasn't really like any clean versions of it yet, was it? Oh. Well, we just decided to play this. So just play that and then we'll go from there.
Straight from outside, straight to the couch. We put the mic outside, edit it out. We letting the scouts outside. We running the scouts. Ain't no control in the game. They never leave. I got tats over my veins, cause that what I bleed. She drink a lot of the bourbon, like she from the street. We got control of the flows in her. We heard it, your wave went dry. We flood in the drought. Heard it, your hood outside. We added some routes. We having the goods outside. Move it in and out. We letting the scouts outside. We running the scouts.
The cops outside. Lock up the house. We keep the team on high. Some gold in their mouth. The Porsche outside. With at the top. She won't post outside. Bringing the shots. Tell these phony beat it. With that Photoshop on body Adobe. Helmet. She in there making panini. She know I got all the bread. She know me. Got it. I'm a hustle. I've been business. Been a minute since my didn't know it. Howdy. Cleveland boy, he make him pay. Yes, that Cleveland boy, he done made a way. Hey. Headed for somewhere to go. Anywhere cinema. These. Don't know where to go. Gotta keep giving them heat, heat. Time to go double though. Time to add up the mad. And I've been dealing with so many things, having so many dreams.
Let's go!
So basically, that was one of the songs that he had with who's his name? The Travis Scott. Yeah, Travis Scott. It's called The Scots. I thought we didn't have a song off his album, but we do. It's called Mr. Solo Dolo 3. So if you know who Mr. Solo Dolo is, then you should kind of be familiar with this because it goes hand in hand with some of his other albums. So yeah. That was Mr. Solo Dolo 3 by Kid Cudi. That was part of his album. Next up, we have a song by Fetty Wap. He has glaucoma and stuff, right? Like most of you know. So we're just going to play this and then talk about some of his backstory and glaucoma and stuff. Yeah.
Don't worry about my I do this for my squad, I do this for my gang. I do this for my squad, I do this for my gang. It's a reef full of trapping and a damn thing change. My new stack they money just to spend it. Cause when you die, you cannot take it with you. If you ain't beefing about the money, then what's the problem? Don't worry about my new, cause I got them. My new stack they money just to spend it. Cause when you die, you cannot take it with you. And if you ain't beefing about no money, then what's the problem? Don't worry about my new, cause I got them.
Alright, so that was our GF Island by Fetty Wap. So we're going to talk about, as you know, well, actually, money you probably don't know, but for you, those of you who don't, Fetty Wap has glaucoma. It's a disease that affects your eyes and makes many go blind. He said he was in an accident when he was a kid. We couldn't find information as to what information it was because nobody had it, but he gave reporters, he said that he got into an accident. He was a child, and luckily the doctor was able to save one of his eyes, so he didn't lose the ability to see, but, yeah. So, Imani, what you got to say about that?
Yeah, earlier we watched an interview that he was talking about, like one of his earlier concerts, like, there was, like, Rihanna and Jay-Z and Beyonce at one of his concerts, and then, like, he was talking about how he didn't even notice that they were there. And well, he saw Rihanna. And then later that day, Rihanna purchased one of his albums. Like, she actually bought it. Like she didn't just, like, watch it on YouTube. Like, she bought one of his albums. Like, imagine, like, being, like, that known or that great to have, like, Beyonce, like, listen to you. Like, want to, like, have to pay to go to your concert. Like, that's fire.
All right, so, okay. Sha, what you got? You got anything to say about that? Like anything you know about Fetty Wap? You know, any information? At all? You know?
No, not really.
Nah.
But, like...
Hold on, wait. He did release a new, what's it called? My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. What you was going to say?
Do y'all listen to A Boogie?
Nah. Well, used to, but I don't listen to him anymore. For the simple fact that I feel like he got outplayed, and I listened to his song "Ride or Die" like 100 times. So now I can't mess with him no more. Like, I don't, I just can't. I could bop that, but that's it. I don't really listen to it like that either. So,
For me, I stopped listening to him because a lot of his stuff now sounds exactly the same. Like,
no,
it's just too repetitive for me.
No, it doesn't.
It's like we know you don't listen to
anybody. Literally, in one song, he will have three different voices, literally.
Blake. He's like, A Boogie. A Boogie.
Like, he sings. Like, he has, like, the perfect melody.
He's like
it.
Three different voices of himself?
Yes. Like, it's like Pop Smoke. But, like, Pop Smoke is, like, more of the same. Pop Smoke is more of the same. Mm-hmm. But A Boogie's way different.
Three personalities. All right. So, we kind of, you know, the time limit and stuff. Do we have anything else that you think we could fit in or no? Just, all right. So we're just gonna, what's it called? Gonna play Me and My Guitar by A Boogie. I almost forgot we were talking about him. I don't know how, but I did. So we're just gonna play that and catch us later, right? After the news. So, yeah.
too hard. She left me here with this guitar. You can try stealing my heart, it's already gone. You can tell something is wrong, just leave me alone. I don't even know where to start. I'm just done, used to being in my room with you. Now you're gone, I only see you through a phone. Now where did you go? I should've never told you, leave me alone. I guess you took it to the heart, yeah, let's go. It's just me and this guitar playing a song. You can try stealing my heart, it's already gone. Something is wrong, just leave me alone. I don't even know where to start. I'm just done, used to being in my room with you. Now you're gone, I'm seeing through a phone now. Where did you go? I should've never told you, leave me alone. I guess you took it to the heart and I said leave me a sweat going down to my b****s. I'm having withdrawals. It's crazy, baby, all of my scars shaped in hearts. Lamborghini, Urus, Ferraris, extra cars. If you start bringing up love, I'm bringing my gun. I never knew I'd make it this far, it feels bizarre. But you know my energy large like a Quran. And you know I work too hard, I came too far. I'm happy I'm still alive, cause half of my they either died on the system. And if I ain't start rapping, I swear to God I'd have been with them. I forget it out my watches, I'm a timeless. I was creeping on the low, yeah, I'm a doggy. But I'm an honest, I can only lie when it comes to snitching. I hold grudges with my. If you lie, I won't forgive you. Just don't go tell nobody about those times that I was with you. You got my shoulder to lean on if you wanna cry. That's issue. In and out of love so many times, I don't get it. I could get on some games, then turn the vibes in the middle. You say you front on my ain't right, wrong. I swear it's way too many really dying over.
Yeah, let's go.
It's just me and this guitar playing a song. You can try stealing my heart, it's already gone. You can tell something is wrong, just leave me alone.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Walden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Brenda Adams, the CEO and executive director of Columbia County Habitat for Humanity, has announced her retirement from the post she has held for nearly 13 years. Habitat, a nonprofit housing organization, was founded in 1993, and I quote, to make safe, decent, affordable ownership available to working families, end quote. Adams said in a conversation with the Columbia paper this week, and I quote, Habitat will always be dear to my heart. I could stay there forever. You'll never find a more inspiring, committed, compassionate, or engaged group of people, end quote. During Adams' tenure, Habitat built the first affordable passive housing in New York, launched a restore operation which contributes $100,000 yearly to construction operations, and expanded Habitat's build and rehab activity to a total of 27 completed houses. Adam identified Habitat's partnership with the Barless Wedlick architectural firm as a significant transformational step for the organization. She said the firm, beginning in 2013, and I quote, provided leadership, support, and introduced Habitat to passive house building, end quote. The pandemic initially caused Habitat project progress this year to stop and before it restarted at a slower pace. Adams said a search is currently underway for families interested in owning two finished Habitat homes in Ancrumdale. A family has been identified for the completed rehabilitation of a home in Valencia. That sale is expected to take place in the next few weeks. Beginning in late spring or early summer next year, Habitat will turn its attention to a project in Philmont. Habitat Board President Chris Kirsten has formed a search committee. Efforts to identify a new executive director and CEO will begin immediately. Adams plans to stay on until the new director is found. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Leah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson has reversed his decision to forego December free parking after hearing from the community. The reversal was posted December 10th on his Facebook page. The announcement is nowhere to be found on the city website. Johnson wrote, and I quote, "Starting Monday, December 14th, I will be honoring the tradition of suspending parking meters for the remainder of the month of December. While our city continues to feel the damage of COVID-19, sometimes we will not be able to honor every tradition. However, as your mayor, I do promise to always listen and make decisions I feel are best for the survival of our city. I apologize for the inconvenience caused and wish everyone a healthy and happy holidays," end quote. Johnson acknowledged that local businesses reached out to him about the issue. He said, and I quote, "When the community is all over the same page, I need to be on that page," end quote. Editors note, Johnson is a WGXE volunteer on-air programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker this week announced all communities will be required to roll back to step one of phase three of the Commonwealth's reopening plan, effective Sunday, December 13th. The decision was made in response to an increase in new COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations since the Thanksgiving holiday that is straining the healthcare system. The new measures are designed to prevent infection and viral spread, especially in indoor settings, to create stronger mask compliance, more social distancing, and limits to the time spent with people outside the household. The plan includes the following restrictions. Outdoor gatherings at event venues will be limited to no more than 50 people. Indoor theaters and performance venues and higher contact indoor recreation businesses will be required to close to the public. Capacity will be reduced from 50% to 40% for gyms, libraries, museums, retail, places of worship, and movie theaters. Specific guidelines are also in place for restaurants and other venues with seated dining, limiting the number of patrons at a table, prohibiting musical performances, and closing food court seating. Read more about this story at mass.gov/news. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Your house music program at the clubhouse, got a drum set at the clubhouse, got a piano at the clubhouse, make your own beats at the clubhouse, get on the radio at the clubhouse, share your voice at the clubhouse, express yourself at the clubhouse, tracks program at the clubhouse, be yourself at the clubhouse, no judgment at the clubhouse, no drama at the clubhouse, we accept you at the clubhouse, got field trips at the clubhouse, got art supplies at the clubhouse, creativity at the clubhouse, paint your own wall at the clubhouse, got a TV at the clubhouse, got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse, food and snacks at the clubhouse, hope to see you at the clubhouse.
All right, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That was a Clubhouse original by DJ what? WYC. So in this next half of the show, we will be talking, who are we here with? Who's here? DJ Ricky.
DJ Sean Money, you feel me?
And?
DJ Popcorn.
DJ Popcorn.
But I'm on the sound engineer.
Yeah, so he's not going to be saying much. But, Fortnite. You mind playing the soundtrack, please? Thank you. All you OGs who played, you know what this is.
Throwbacks.
Feel me? All right. But there's a new season, feel me? Season five.
Hold on. First off, when you start playing?
Season 7.
Season 7. I started around season 5.
Because the only reason I didn't start playing before is because I didn't have the Xbox One until Christmas.
I forgot you was an Xbox player.
I didn't start playing until Christmas. But so season 5, right? So everybody who plays Fortnite basically knows that season 5 came after the Galactus event. Excuse me. And what was added into the game was Galactus. He's like a Marvel superhero. Actually, not a superhero. He's like a villain. And basically, he's supposed to be like the largest like living organism that can be considered human in the world. So basically, he came to the Fortnite island to capture a zero point. So for you gamers, like Fortnite people, you know that's the center of the map where that controls basically time for the Fortnite universe. And he came for that. And he actually got there and destroyed it and stuff. So in season 5, what happens is now there's this big hole in the center of the map. And
when you jump into it, it gives you like free shield.
Yeah, you jump into this hole and it gives you like free shield and a bunch of hacks and stuff. But
Mythic hacks.
The new cosmetics added to the game were the mythic. First, we're going to start off with that mythic sniper.
First off, we should talk about the characters.
All right. What is his name? I forgot how to name.
Is his name Jonesy? Yeah, Jonesy. The dude with the suit. Yeah, Jonesy. That Jonesy. He had to jump through. What was it called again?
He had to jump through like this zero point.
Yeah, the zero point. To stop from us, the players, from escaping, I guess.
Yeah.
So he gathered like. He's been going around the galaxy. Mm-hmm. I meant the universe.
Yeah.
To gather different type of bounty hunters,
mm-hmm.
so that we don't escape through the zero point.
So first we got the Mandalorian. The Mandalorian. He's like Star Wars. You know all the Star Wars. You know what that is. Then there's this pancake. It's literally a pancake. It's just like a pancake in clothes. Imagine a pancake in clothes. That's exactly what he looks like.
Yo, what'd you do if you just seen like?
I might have to run.
Quote unquote man, like, but he got transformed into pancake. Like he's. I mean, his name was Pancake Man. Like,
I mean, technically, his hits wouldn't hurt, right? Because he's a pancake, and pancake's supposed to be soft.
Well, I mean, like,
unless he's a burnt pancake, man. Then that was my hair a little bit, but
nah, I would be scared, but I would be. It's gonna sound weird. I'll low-key kind of be tempted to eat him. Pause.
Facts. Pancake.
Pancake.
You know, give me a little syrup.
Might
have to wait till you fall asleep, bro. There's Reese. Imagine a female, like all you like Call of Duty players, like you know, like the females that be in the story, like campaign and stuff. Imagine that, but in like Fortnite. So yeah.
Now, what would you do if Fortnite was real life?
I'll be like, cranking 90s.
No.
Wait, is there fall damage?
Yes.
Alright, never mind.
Let's say the Mandalorian, right, got transported to the real world with Baby Yoda.
I'm kidnapping Baby Yoda and I'm bringing the whole United States Army with me because
what'd you do? I'll be shook. I'm not messing with Mandalorian.
Bro, I'm kidnapping Baby Yoda. But I'm gonna make sure like the Mandalorian sleep or something.
You better figure out a way to survive that.
Like I'm gonna make sure I got like the whole U.S. Army, the whole Canadian Army, the whole Russian Army. Like, come on now,
bro.
Like,
I'm gonna be shook. I'm not messing.
I'm gonna make sure I'm in the back, saying commands. I'm gonna be like, yeah, get him, shoot him.
Nah. They gonna be like, Mandalorian. He's smart though. He gonna figure out. He gonna be like, who telling him this? Merc.
But the snake me back. Be like, oh no, he hit me. Hey, crank 90s, chill. there's, what's it called?
I would say my favorite skin in Fortnite would probably be the anime girl. Or I guess like the animation girl.
Oh yeah, her transformation is fire.
No cap.
That was fire, I like that.
Also, as another skin that's recently been added, one of my favorite gaming series, God of War.
Yeah.
Has recently just been added.
Ooh.
Talk about Kratos.
Yeah.
Another skin, the Joker pack.
The Joker.
I haven't bought that. I'm kind of mad.
I can't cap. I ain't.
Wait till we get the bird though.
Why do we find out?
But yeah, for sure.
Y'all know it's Christmas time.
The Fortnite the Winterfest event.
Yeah, the elves are back. Mm-hmm. Crackshot is back.
Oh yeah, they remember the OG
OG Crackshot.
The OG it's like you guys, if you know what the I'm trying to figure out. It's like that Christmas skin, like there's a girl like Christmas skin.
I
don't know.
I know who you're talking about. The female to Crackshot.
No, nothing. It's not Crackshot. She's like, there's like a black, like, you know, like the black default.
Yeah.
He's in like a Christmas suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the female version of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I call them elves. You could call
them that. But I don't just.
Or Santa's helpers,
whatever you want to call them. But those are back.
What's something that's crazy? There are Christmas skins, right? Mm-hmm. But why is there no Santa skin?
I think it's for the simple reason Fortnite likes to keep their themes intact with like the storyline of Fortnite. Added in Santa out of nowhere, he has nothing to do with Fortnite.
But if you think about it, wasn't there Santa in like one of the trailers? And wasn't there also a Rudolph skin? Like a deer skin?
I don't know. We didn't really fact check that, and I wouldn't be able to tell you. I don't really watch trailers like that. I just skip the trailers. When they pull up on my screen, I'm talking about Fortnite. Like, I'm not trying to sit there and watch a movie. Come on now.
I thought you said this. Fortnite is basically related to the story, bro. Did you watch the story? You don't watch the story?
I play the game. I don't watch the story behind it. What? But, all right. So, if we're talking about favorite skin, what? If we're talking about favorite skins, I think my favorite skin would have to be... Oh, do you know about the new D.Va, the D.Va pack skin with like the... She has, like, a studded action stuff.
Yeah, the girl with the diamond backpack. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that might have to be my favorite. That's my favorite skin that I own.
Truthfully, I feel like there's also lore behind the Joker pack. Because remember Midas? Is that was his name, Midas? Mm-hmm. Midas. He got eaten by a shark.
Yeah, that in chapter 2, season 2. And the start of chapter 3, season 2.
Yeah,
season 3.
And they said he died. But then the Joker pack, Midas is there with a whole new outfit.
My son got 9 lives. He made a gold. Gold doesn't break.
Bro, man wasn't in his gold form when he got eaten, bro. He's in a shark food.
He's turned into Super Saiyan, mid-shark attack.
Bro. I'm dead. Man said mid-shark attack like he was a Pokemon.
So we're going to play, what's this? Fortnite by Murder Beats featuring Lil Yachty, Young Band, Ski, and Ski Master Slump Guy. It's a song called Fortnite.
Fortnite,
So, yeah, we're going to play that and then tell you what we think about it. Yeah.
Lego.
Push up on them, just let my hang, yeah. Ride with the 40 with the flame. and I got a scar. Yeah, don't want war. Yeah, don't want war. What you coming for? I'm in Tizzy Towers. They like Austin Powers. Get your plow. Diamonds red.
Show that chopper out my jeans. Spread that life of breeze. Hella bro, it's talking. I'ma push up before you leave, nigga. Why you tryna play? Now you can't get touched. Can't get touched. You ran up on your squad, and they y'all got bust. I got bust. 101 the gang, and I said I trust. Hey, dog, I'ma make a blush. You can see that I'm the shit. I got in the flesh. My whole gang crushed. Tell you smoke, we bust.
Gang, gang. Gang. Pull up with a stupid stick. Baby, let them tulies drink. Hope you brought your cooling kit. Talking down, we popping. He come in a mosh, my geeked up Asher Roth. Baby, stop that talking. All that talking made me soft. Piercings on her nipple, hop behind up in the cars. Dripping too much sauce. Ooh. Jumping in a. It's a wishing well. Hope you wish me well. Keep an AK, cause he's there.
Gang. Gang. With a squad gang, got the whole squad gang. Yeah, push up on the, let my hang. Yeah, riding with the 40 with the flame. And I got a scar. Y'all niggas don't want war. Y'all niggas don't want war. What you came here for? I'm in Tizzy Towers. They like Austin Powers. Get your plow. Diamonds red showers.
So that was the Fortnite by Murder Beats, you know, featuring another fantastic rapper. We were literally sitting here this whole time, but I was playing just bopping, you know, Millie rocking all that good stuff. So what they mentioned, towards the end, you know, I heard they mentioned, you know, Scar. For all you gamers who don't know what that is, it's like an AR. Like an AR is like a.
Bro, if you a gamer, bro, you don't know what that is, bro.
You should not be a gamer.
If you don't play COD, you don't know what that is. You don't play Fortnite, you don't know what that is. I don't know what to tell you.
In fact, you might just want to give up your gaming career.
Like, bro, if you might like, well, at least a shooter game, and you don't know what that scar is, or AR, I don't know what to tell you.
No, I feel like, to be honest, I was playing today in creative, right? Personally in creative, I use a blue AR and a purple pump, that's it, because I just don't feel like having golden loot. Like, I like using realistic, you know, so in game, yeah. I know what I'm working with, feel me? But this kid had a golden scar, right? We got into a spray off. Me being the dummy I am, completely forgot that my AR is blue. And he got a scar. He said, hit him with a three-piece. Bing, bing, bing. It was done.
Oh, yeah, I got to
tell you. It said respawning.
I was like, oh. So I was playing Fortnite, and I came across this default. And the default threw chug splashes at me. And I was like, okay, bet. Is he dumb? He took out what is it called?
The dragon shotgun. The new shotgun, one that came in the game,
bro. And he just pieced me.
He said, "Boom!" He said,
And I was like, "Oh no!" Nah. I was like, "Oh no!" Nah. I play all these demons.
No, that shotgun though. I forgot that was in the game. I hate that shotgun because it has one bullet, and
if that bullet hits you,
if you miss, then you're screwed.
Like, but if you make, but if you shoot them, yeah.
I mean, there's this double pump method, right? So if you use a shockwave, and then you use the dragon shotgun midair, and then switch to your charge, you can double pump.
Really?
But it only works with that.
Yo, did you also hear about the glitch to get, like, extra levels?
Yeah, that was, they patched, you know, Fortnite. They be patching stuff.
Yeah, they patched stuff way too ASAP. Quick.
I was kind of mad. I was like, dang. I don't even got
the battle pass. I didn't even get to do it.
Facts. I think I'm going to have to get the battle pass, you know, feel me? And, just kind of grind, maybe. Although, I don't really... How y'all feel about the skins in the actual Battle Pass, though? I don't really like them that much. Like, how you feel about them? You know? How you feel about the skins in the Battle Pass this season?
This season, pretty solid Battle Pass. You know what I'm saying. I copped it. For the sake of it being the Battle Pass, I went and copped it.
You did?
A few strong skins. There's Thor. I like Thor a lot. You know,
that
last
was
season
4. I'm about to say, what is a whole
new right?
But this season, I'm not really as it wasn't really as
excited.
Solid. Yeah, like I wasn't really excited because when the battle passes come out and like the skins they come out like pretty frequently and like some people too that I know complain about the skins that were OG, but they just keep bringing some of the OG skins right. back.
Hold up. Speaking of OG, Salty Towers.
Salty Towers.
The old clock tower is back, from Tilted. Yeah.
The vibes. All them people that was playing Tilted Zone Wars. Yeah, y'all got some experience with that.
Yeah.
Hashtag, I want Dusty Divot back.
Nope, I can live without that.
What?
I gotta live without that. I want Kevin back, though.
Low-key, Loot Lake could slap. Loot Lake could slap.
They got Lazy Lake. It's okay.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Lazy Lake.
Nah, surprisingly, truthfully, I bought the Battle Pass. I bought the Battle Pass just to have it. But I mean, like...
I didn't buy it only because I could have, but I chose to get the pack instead of the Battle Pass. Kind of stupid, but...
Oh, that's another thing new to Fortnite. We have crews now.
Oh, it's a Fortnite crew pack. All right, so let me explain what that is.
Yeah.
That is a, every month. It's basically
like a $12 pack.
Yeah, and it comes with a one skin. Like, it's a monthly thing. Yeah, so pickaxe. It comes with one skin, like a pickaxe, and 1,000 V-Bucks every month.
Truthfully, it low-key kind of looked like the Galaxy skin a little bit.
And you get the Battle Pass for free. Oh, yeah, the new one, it was like a... Kind of like a battle,
yeah.
But yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like the female version of the OG Galaxy skin, the one that.
No, there already is an OG.
Yeah, what I'm saying is the it's like a female version of the male version of the Galaxy skin.
No, there's already a female version.
Yeah, I know, but like.
Oh, okay.
Like a more.
It's
modern,
more accurate.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's just like a more colorful like Galaxy skin. Truthfully.
Yeah, like Galaxy. Like the other ones remind me more of Galaxy than the new one. But the new one is a little bit, like, has more, like,
it,
new,
it
vibrant colors.
It
throws
me off with the colors. Like,
nah,
it pops.
The OG ones just remind me of rainbows. Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah, that's really what you think of. Like, you think of, like, Galaxy, Rainbow, stuff that.
No, but like I was saying, I bought the Battle Pass, but I don't really mess with it. I just bought it just to buy it. But, I mess with the item shop skins more there.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Kratos like, was bomb.
I'm not even gonna lie, in Season 3... I kind of did a dumb thing, and using all my V-Bucks from the Battle Pass, I ended up using all of them to level up from tiers. I just bought tiers and tiers and tiers, and that was a mistake.
It's not a crazy mistake, but I mean, like...
No, because then I did the same thing in Season 4. You want to know why I was really upset? Because what they do in Season 4, release mad OG skins, right? Well, John Wick, what else?
I remember when
I forgot what else came back, but there was a lot of, like... old skins that came back, and it was just like, for the sake of them being OG before, like, you want those skins that you couldn't get before, so when they're coming back out now, then you just used all that those V-Bucks, and now you can't get those OG skins, and you're like, dang.
Nah, feel me? The one skin that I feel like if Fortnite brings out, so many people will stop playing the game.
What?
Renegade Raider.
Oh, yeah. If they bring back Renegade Raider. They bring back variations of the Renegade Raider.
The Blaze, yeah, that was...
Yeah, man. Blaze was okay.
Nothing will compare to the OG Renegade Raider.
But right. If they ever bring back Recon Expert, it's over.
Everybody. They brought that back like three times.
Yeah, I know, bro.
Nah, but you want to know what makes you sad, though? That when the female Galaxy skin came out in the item shop, I seen it, and I wanted this skin so bad.
We broke. No V-Bucks.
Right? And people kept telling me, bro, that skin is mad ugly. Why are you trying to get that?
But like, yo, the top disrespecting
like,
me.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, bro, that skin is slapped. But I'm like, bro, on top
of
that, I'm broke.
I have a skin that was in the item shop the other day. It's called Aura.
That's like one of the tryhard skins.
Yeah.
I'd be playing creative. Kids be using that skin. They be dookie out the game.
I love that skin. Is this like a farmer girl? That's pretty cool.
Aura? She's like one of those like swaggy type rap.
Like stars. She's like not no, she's like swaggy, but she's like not.
I ain't never seen.
Nah, no funny. I dad won Kratos.
Same. He's not even in the item shop anymore, is he?
No, yeah. He is. He's still there for a little bit though. I think he's
probably. I think today's probably like one of the last days.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the.